This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I told you a while back, Democrats are currently irredeemable, and they've been so for generations. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to give you a transcript of what Ted Cruz said a while back and what I said about Barack Obama after Cruz said this. And here's what Ted Cruz said on the Senate floor. When the Department of Justice used Operation Choke Point to target legal businesses because they disagreed politically with those businesses, the Democrats on the committee were silent. When the Obama Justice Department sent millions of dollars of taxpayer monies to sanctuary cities that were defying federal immigration law, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration refused to enforce federal immigration laws and unilaterally rewrote those laws, the Democrats on the committee were silent. When the Obama administration released tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens, including rapists and murderers, into the general population, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Department of Justice signed off on the Obama administration paying nearly $2 billion ransom to Iran, contrary to federal law, the Democrats on the committee were silent. When the Obama administration ignored and rewrote provision after provision of Obamacare contrary to the text of the law, the Democrats on this committee were silent. When the Obama administration signed off on illegal recess appointments that the Supreme Court had to strike down unanimously, the Democrats on this committee were silent. And when the Obama administration released 5 Gitmo terrorists without the required notification of Congress, the Democrats on this committee were silent. Now, what I said about that was, what a condemnation of Democrats. What more evidence do you need, Democrats, to understand that you are the lapdogs of the Obama administration and you should be ashamed of yourselves? KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. That's a litany of anti-American, anti-taxpayer stuff that essentially says, I don't give a crap about you as a citizen of the United States. I'm telling you this, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what gender, I don't care what sexuality you condone or whatever. Let me tell you, that is not a president who gives a crap about you. And what's so sad is, let me tell you, I'm going to say this until in the next election, the next one, and the next one. If we don't figure out what it takes to get these clowns to stop voting Democrat, and if we don't plug these leaks when it comes to voter fraud, we're doomed. It doesn't matter how great our president is. I just read off to you a small sliver of things that Barack Obama did to destroy this country, and he dang near did it, and people pretend that they still like him. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the secret sauce. I promise you this is a fact. The Democrats don't like each other. They don't like the way they think. They don't like the way they behave. They don't like it. You know what they like? They like their country club lives. They like the idea that if I don't rock the boat, it's easier to go along and to get along. That's it. That's the only thing about them. When we break that cycle, it's over. When a Democrat can speak freely and openly in any context, it's done. We keep concentrating on Second Amendment rights. I mean, and others. But we talk about Second Amendment. Your First Amendment rights are over. If you are a Democrat and you say the wrong thing, I'll give you guys an absolute example. I was in New York. A protest broke out. Anti-Trump. It was orchestrated. And it was all around Whitaker. And we'll talk about Whitaker today. And nobody... There are tourists that surrounded these clowns, and I'm going to say there were 300 to 500 protesters, and they were circling, they were occupying a street. and they got the signs up. There are people walking around them who I guarantee you were pro-Trump. I certainly was. And I walked by, and I made the comment, a bunch of freaking lunatic leftists. And I said it where a guy could hear me, because he was just standing there. You could, and he looked professor, like a professor. And do you believe, when I stopped, he came over, hey, you know, you seem like you really know what you're talking about. Why don't you explain to me why you feel that way? You know, and so I was at the Gold Gloves, and my son starts filming it. I'll actually show you guys the film. And I said, it's a bunch of nonsense. I said, it wouldn't matter who Donald Trump, you know, who inherited the slot. They're going to target the guy. That's what leftists do. They just whine. It doesn't matter. I said, it doesn't matter what Supreme Court judges he appoints. Nothing matters to the left except winning. They don't care that this guy's a rock star. And he made a comment, well, Donald Trump did this or that. And I said, let me explain something to you. Before you start getting into Trump, let's understand that Barack Obama was the worst president ever. I wanted to be clear with him. I said, now let's move into Trump. Here's what he's done. I said, now we can have a debate about this. I go, what do you do for a living? He told me what it was. I go, so in other words, you don't know Jack. And I do politics for a living. So let me explain to you what the real deal is. And I said, because I'm a pragmatist. Forget left and right. I'm going to side on the side of pragmatism. What's best for the country. And it may even hurt me. But I explained it to him. And he was just like, you know, and he tried to, he knew not to raise his voice. Because now I want you to understand this, whatever you want to call it, was going on with these 500 people holding signs up. And in between, I'm yelling, go Donald Trump. Now, I did this for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to prove to people that I'm willing to back Trump. Donald Trump is the man. I'm yelling this out. And I wanted people to understand, you don't need to be afraid. You can say what you want to say. That was my first deal. Number two, my youngest son was with me, and one of his friends, and I wanted them to understand that I'm willing to stand alone. All these people walking by, not a person dare wear Trump paraphernalia, nothing. So later on, my youngest son wears a Trump hat on a ferry going to visit the Statue of Liberty. I took video. I let everybody understand we were in New York City. We're going to honor the fact that he's crazy about Trump. And I dare anybody to say a single word to him, and nobody did. You got to start standing up. These people, once they break that veil of invincibility where they won't lose their jobs, they won't lose their friendships, and in fact, will gain by doing this, it's going to go away. Trust me. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't want to get too heavy, but I'm not going to let you lose sight of things either. I mean, this show is meant to be sort of a bit of comic relief, if you will, from the world. But at the same time, as we've, when I started the Black Sphere and the Kevin Jackson Show, the idea was we would have some humor and some comedy, and underneath that would be the biting idea of what we were really trying, the point we were trying to get across. And that would stay with you longer. Because, as I like to say, in comedis veritas, in comedy there is truth. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I really appreciate many of your kind words and your comments when you call us and tell us, Kevin, I love your show, this, that, and the other. We love you back. And we love it when you contact us and let us know how you feel about the show, topics you want to discuss, deeper dives, whatever. Because let me tell you something, it is deadly serious out there. If this election didn't show you anything, hopefully it showed you that you have the one of the probably the best president in certainly in modern history. And we razor thin won. When I say razor thin, well, I mean, Trump could have lost the Senate and the House and he still would have been okay. But, talk about disruptive. And now you've got the House who are saying, we're going to do all these different things. Let me tell you something. Calm down. Here's the deal. the House is going to fight amongst itself. The Democrats, they don't want Nancy Pelosi. She still has lots of power, and she's going to wield it. Not because it's for the good of the nation. She's going to wield it because that's just what she does. It's all about power. These people are drunk on power. And let me tell you, you're in a fight, folks, against mob bosses. Think of it this way. Think of these people as head of mafias. They are, you know, the mafia's got nothing. When I tell you this, I mean the mafia has nothing on politicians at that level. Be a mobster, and they can kill Bobby Kennedy or JFK. Let me tell you, Hillary Clinton is more dangerous than any mobster you've ever seen on any special. Nancy Pelosi is more dangerous. Why do you think these people want her back? They don't want her back. They don't want Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama has become one. He's not quite in there just yet. That's why he gets moved around. You know, they bounce him around and parade him around like the little pet monkey. But let me tell you something. If he were to get the level of danger that some of those politicos that are his handlers are doing with him, it would be uncontrollable. This nation, even with him as a former president, would be in massive trouble. You better be lucky. And a guy like Donald Trump is looking into this stuff, and let's pray to God that he looks into voter fraud, that he looks into how these people will intimidate, and ultimately, don't take my words lightly, they will kill you. They will kill you. If you are in the way of one of them, I would rather be in the way of a mobster than I would any one of these high-level politicians, because they will make your life miserable. It will be over as you know it. And there is no witness protection for you when it comes to politicians. None. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Diogenes said, the mob is the mother of tyrants. I want you to think about that. Years ago, some Greek philosopher says, the mob is the mother of tyrants. Why do you think every time something comes up in this country, there's a flash mob? It comes out of nowhere. Do you think this is just a bunch of people getting together, citizens being outraged? Oh my gosh, I can't believe that Whitaker is going to take over for Sessions. Well, who should take over for Sessions? I want you to use just common sense for a second. Sessions quits. He's fired. And rightfully so. Even though I could tell you that there are people that will argue he was doing his job. But whatever. You know, we can have that disagreement. But whatever your feeling is, his number two, his chief of staff, is made, what do they call it, temporary or whatever. He's a temporary AG. Acting. That's what they call acting. Love that word. He's acting. He doesn't really know what he's doing. He's acting. Okay? Anyway, he's acting AG. And the moment he's in, the Democrats start, what? I can't believe they put who do you put in line? Who do you do? Do you pick the next cab driver that you see? There's a hierarchy, right? In any organization, Sessions is the man, and then he's got a number two. When Sessions goes, the number two comes in. It can't be Rod Rosenstein. He's busy. He's already got something going on. Democrats wouldn't have complained about Rosenstein. Wouldn't have complained about Rosenstein because he's part of the cabal. So we get Whitaker, and the Democrats lose their minds, right? A mob comes up. Let me tell you. It didn't matter whose name was in that slot, as long as that name had a Republican behind it. If that person wasn't selected by the deep state swamp rats, there was not that. That's the only way it was going to not be a mob, is if Robert Mueller and James Comey and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them got together and said, this is the person we want. Nobody contested. We have become a mob mentality nation. The mob mentality nation. There was a P.J. O'Rourke said, fascism is very much a mob movement. Antifa comes up and says, we're anti-fascist, as they go around in mobs and beat people into submission. They're worse than any AFL-CIO union mobs. They're worse than any of these other mobs. And here's what's interesting about Antifa. They don't even know what they're going against. If Antifa were legit, it would shut itself down right now under Trump, and it would start in saying, you know what? We love that this man is dismantling government the way that it's been at work. Our government has been a fascist government for the better part of 4 or 5 decades, certainly in the last decade. And I read off a litany of things that Ted Cruz had talked about on the Senate floor in committee, where he was talking about the Democrats being silent. Operation Choke Point, which has targeted legal businesses because of their politics. Dollars, millions of dollars in sanctuary cities, violation of federal law. Federal immigration law is not enforced, unilaterally rewritten by the Democrats so they could bring in millions of people. Democrats silent on all of this stuff. Thousands of illegal aliens, including rapists and murderers, were released into the general public, and the Democrats didn't say a word. I could go on. There's no sense repeating it. You can check it out at kjradio.com anytime you want. But I talk about all these things, and it let anything come up. Kavanaugh, great man. Let's make him a Supreme Court justice. That is the prerogative of a sitting president. Everybody knows this. We got mobs. We got fake stories about women who've been gang raped at parties that they go to with their boyfriends, and I'm using my finger quotes. And give me your topic that hasn't been mob mentalityed by the left. Give me one. And now where do we find ourselves? We win an election on the Senate, probably, and I believe won the House without cheating. And what do the Democrats do? They want a mob. The election isn't legit, they say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The most destructive fire in California history is also the deadliest. The so-called Camp Fire north of Sacramento and the Woolsey Fire near Los Angeles are keeping more than 8,000 firefighters very busy. Butte County Sheriff Corahona on what is being done to search for people that are still unaccounted for.
We brought in search teams, search and rescue teams, cadaver dogs, a whole host of resources to start going through the areas that have been burned and looking for human remains.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is the DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest drug kingpin.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about today. We got Whitaker. We got threatened shutdowns over the government by Nadler, whatever his name is, out of New York, over this Mueller probe because they want to protect Mueller. We got April Ryan, who believes she's been targeted by the president. We got people on the left who still believe they need to impeach the president. And I could go on. Crazy stuff, man. We got Florida recounts. We got Georgia recounts. We got anywhere that we won, they got a recount. And surprisingly, they just keep finding votes. Finding votes. They did it in Missouri when Jim Talon was beaten by Claire McCaskill. This time she was beaten so badly they can't do it. And we control, the Republicans control the government. And what's funny, when you listen to these Democrats, everything that these people are doing, they tell you to your face. They accuse you of it. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to tell you, if Republicans were cheating to the level, if they were cheating at all, I say don't cheat. Now, because the Democrats are known cheaters, I tell Republicans, do whatever it takes. Don't let them create ballots. Look at what's happening in Florida with this crazy election commission lady, whatever her name is. She's commingling illegal ballots, creating ballots, allowing illegal votes, and on and on and on. And we're supposed to just overlook it. Yeah. You know, so what? We know Gillum lost. But they openly go, oh, let's count these illegal ballots. Let's count these ones. Guess what? We just found a new box. They're already at the ready, folks. I told you this. I told you we did not lose the House. We were cheated out of it. If we shouldn't be losing the Senate. My hope is Donald Trump says, look, we're going to put you suckers in jail. Why have, let me tell you, all the cheating that goes on, this lady in Florida is good friends with the Democrats. She's seen in multiple pictures. She's known for being a partisan Democrat hack. Why is she not in prison? She's done this. She's done stuff with illegal votes for years since she's been in that position. They put her in that position. There is no Democrat in office you can trust. Lois Lerner, do you trust her? Put a Democrat in front of something and they become partisan hacks. Put a true conservative in front of something. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to go by the rules. We're principled people. They are not. They deal with the mob mentality. They deal with the idea that the ends justify the means. And bigger than that, and this is the biggest thing, and I said it earlier in the broadcast, Democrats don't want to go against the grain because there is hell to pay when you do. Who is it? Paul Rodriguez, comedian, Mexican guy. He came out publicly the other day and said, look, you can be mad at me. I like Donald Trump. It could cost me my career. Now, this is a dude that does comedy. Unlike George, you know, I'm not all the Mexican I think I am Lopez, because he's like 33% Mexican. He's more European than he is Mexican, which I found funny. But George Lopez is a partisan hack against Donald Trump. People love him. This dude should never be on TV. He is so unfunny, it cracks me up. The only thing funny about him is the fact that he isn't very funny. His whole shtick is, you know, I'm a Mexican. Yeah, culturally he grew up Mexican. But really? That's your shtick? So that's what he does. I don't find him funny. He can't keep a TV show. He's like Kamal Bell. If you don't know who he is, don't even bother to look it up. He can't keep a good, can't keep a TV show. He's like Samantha Bee. Never should have had one. Not funny at all. But you know what? Their careers thrive. Even when they suck at their craft, their careers thrive. Now, you got Paul Rodriguez who says, look, I'm going to tell you, I like Donald Trump. I like what he's doing. A Mexican guy. He's done. What do you think Kathy Griffin was doing when she cut off the head of Donald Trump and held it up like he had been decapitated by terrorists? She thought that was a good career move. When Eminem, when Snoop Dogg, when T.I. and these other rappers come out and go, man, Donald Trump is just any other. It's a career move. They think of it as something big. When the day comes, let me tell you something. Pay attention, people. Pay attention. Kevin's preaching. When the day comes, when people stop talking about Trump negatively and start viewing him positively, it's over. Do you get it? I want you to understand the opposite side of this argument. Barack Obama is the worst president in the history of the Republic. And people will not say it. They're fearful to say it. I'll say it. I say it publicly. You can come have a discussion with me about Obama as a leftist. And I'll tell you what. You like the worst president in the history of the country. And let me tell you why. A dude who has to be on affirmative action. He can't control. He can't run an economy. So they got to print enough money so he could rebuild the entirety of America. That's the guy you want to put in charge? The dude who had to print over $8 trillion? Hell, my youngest son could run the government if you gave him $8 trillion. He could play Richie Rich, the affirmative action baby black Jesus president. What are you talking about? And you got all these late night comics wanting to talk smack about Donald Trump as if they know something about it. Won't say a word about Obama. Worst president in history. Oh, he was so good he was off limits. Yeah, only in your dreams was he off limits. So we find ourselves in what I say is just the craziest of circumstances because of all of this, and the left have lost their minds. They've lost their minds. I want to play a clip of Tom Steyer talking about Donald Trump, just to dissect it to show you how crazy these people are.
When I hear Republicans talk about voter fraud, what we're hearing it from a political party that has made cheating in elections the centerpiece of their electoral effort. This is a group of people who gets into rooms and tries to figure out how to suppress the vote, how to prevent African Americans from having the right to vote. We have a president who the week before the elections said that he wanted law enforcement officials to go to the polls to prevent quote-unquote voter fraud, but really to intimidate people from voting. So for Republicans to claim they're worried about election fraud in Florida, which is the state where they literally stole the presidential election in 2000, is really ironic and ridiculous.
Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. That's a billionaire that put $120 million in elections across this country to save House races. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Take that $120 million out and ask yourself, what could the Democrats have done? If these are the people, understand, that tell us the Republicans put so much money into elections, it's unfair. And here's one guy who put $120 million in races across the country. How do you think the Democrats would have fared without it? Without that big money. And here's the deal. We know who he is. They talk about, the
Republicans won't tell you who the money is.
They tell you in your frickin' faces, conservatives, Tom Steyer, Democrat, supporter puts $120 million in races. And then you know what he says? The Republicans are going after. They want to suppress the vote, especially those black people. Because you know what? Tom Steyer is going to help black folks get our vote. Notice this. There are no black people really complaining about valid voter ID. It is insulting to me to hear some guy like him say, he's trying to suppress black people. Look at what he's doing to black people. Really, Tom? What are you doing to black people? Let me tell you, when I play the rest of this interview, we're going to play the next segment because it deserves so much commentary. Because just the piece that I played for you, I could do an entire show on everything he said. They sit in rooms and look at ways to suppress the vote. How so? We don't need to. Because the Democrats do a pretty good job of that themselves. The Democrats have alienated young millennials. They've alienated women, who certainly women with sons. They've alienated young men. They've alienated white men. They've alienated blacks. They've alienated most Hispanics that have a brain to make them think that, oh, well, it's all about illegal immigration. And I could go on. They've alienated everybody. And yet they say, oh, they're trying to suppress the vote. Why would we? All you got to do is point out what the Democrats do. You don't need to suppress any vote against them. But what's interesting is they suppress the vote, particularly against African Americans. What do you think these leftists do? They sit in rooms and they say, how can we get all these blacks that we've wrangled into one area, how can we finger out into other districts so that the black vote, you know, mitigates the white votes as much as possible? And they gerrymander the heck out of this political system. That's what's going on. Then they use black people like this woman in Florida to just do whatever to run roughshod over your vote. Your vote doesn't matter when she can go create 50,000 new ones or whatever the number is plus one that they need to win. But he wants you to believe you're the problem. You conservatives, you're conspiring against everybody. A guy who gave $120 million to candidates.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats sell us there's too much money in politics, and they got multiple billionaires, multiple, who are out there funding political campaigns openly. They don't hide behind a 501c4. They started the 501c4 in order to give transparency to people who wanted to give lots of money but just wanted to keep themselves out of the line of fire. Tom Steyer, George Soros, you could name 4 or 5 major Democrat donors who openly give. And I'm not talking about $1 million here or there. I got a couple of friends that are worth a lot of money, and they don't give a fraction. Tom Steyer gave $120 million to candidates across this country. They say he wants to be a presidential candidate going into 2020. I say bring it. Bring it. Bring all of them. Bring Ashley Judd. Bring Gillum. Bring Beto. Let them all run against each other. Let them spend their hundreds of millions of dollars. Let Soros determine what he wants to fund.
You know, our bad guys are the Koch brothers. Go look at the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are moderates at best, and I wouldn't call them right-leaning. They pretty much stay straight down the middle, and much to the chagrin of the right. We don't have Sheldon Adelson. Maybe there's a couple of people that donate, but these have been philanthropists who've been donating to certain causes their entire lives. Democrats will, like I said, Tom Steyer, $120 million to campaigns. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. I talked earlier, all the things that are going on right now after we won the election. How did we win? Because Donald Trump did not lose the Senate. And as I've contended, he didn't lose the House either. It's a cheat. And I think you're starting to realize that I'm right. Now, look, I'm not trying. This isn't me going, I was wrong when I talk about the House. You Democrats keeping, Republicans keeping the House. I'm not trying to be right from something that I picked. What I told you guys is the only way we lose the House is if the Democrats cheat. I stand by that. The Democrats are nothing but cheaters. And they should be ashamed of themselves if they had that gene. When you become a Democrat for a certain amount of time, you lose the ability for shame. That emotion doesn't come into your picture. It doesn't matter what a Democrat does. A Democrat will kill you for your life insurance and never apologize. Never. I've watched the shows. They sit in court. They have no remorse. Now, will a Republican kill you for your life insurance? Yeah, they can. It's probably happened. But they'll be in court going, it was so stupid. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I think. You know, they'll tell you I was on drugs. Or they're going to tell you why. But they're going to feel remorse. A Democrat is a psychopath. They won't feel up. It'll be like, yep, I killed him for his insurance. I wanted a better life for myself. He had a good life. I wanted that life. That's it. I wanted to run off with my new boyfriend, so I killed my old husband, so I could run off with my new boyfriend, and I have no regrets. My only regret is that you caught me. That's a Democrat. They have no regrets. They don't have a gene for shame. They don't have a gene for regret. And we're creating them. Our money is creating them. I swear, if you could follow the dollars, if the government showed you your dollar and how it ended up being a protest in the middle of the street, you'd revolt. You'd protest. You'd go, how are they protesting with my money? Anyway, I was playing a clip of Tom Steyer giving commentary on why Donald Trump is a bad president. I want to finish playing this for you because I want to show you just how stupid. Just because you have money doesn't mean you're smart. Here's Tom Steyer giving all the reasons why Donald Trump is a terrible president.
And then Tom, I mean, here you're coming to us from San Francisco, and there are these very serious wildfires going on, in your neck of the woods there in Northern California, and then also in Southern California. You know, what are your concerns about the firefighting efforts? The demise of people. So many are missing. Already 9, declared dead in Northern California, and the president is overseas in Paris, and he sent out a tweet earlier, challenging. California and firefighting efforts saying, not enough has been done to help prevent a moment like this.
Frederica, we have a president who can show no empathy for the people who are involved in a tragedy, for the people who are American citizens who are actually losing their lives, that what's going on here is we're trying to deal with something extremely serious, real time, and what he's trying to do is score political points. And let's take it a little bit further. You've got to think that the number one job of the President of the United States is to protect the lives and safety of the American people. And here we have a president who, in denying climate change, is preventing this country from doing the very positive things that we can do that will make us healthier and richer, better employed with higher wages, and also deal with the ravages of increasing climate change. And here we are in Northern California with fires exploding around us, in Southern California with fires bursting around, and we have a president who not only is making it possible for that to be worse, who refuses to protect the safety and lives of the American people, but then sends some snotty political tweet This is exactly my point. He's reckless. He's lawless. He's corrupt. He breaks the law every day. That's why he can be impeached. But his refusal to protect the lives and safety of the American people is why he must be impeached.
Where do I begin with this clown? Seriously. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So I love how it was a setup question. What about these wildfires that are going on in California? Because Tom Steyer is big on climate change, as you obviously heard. So Veronica sets him up. What about these wildfires? He has no empathy. Citizens losing their lives. Now, I want you to understand, this is a leftist that's telling you that the president, who is trying to stop illegal immigration, stop murderers and rapists and get them off the streets, he's deporting members of gangs, MS-13 and other gangs, sending them back to Central America and Mexico. And Tom Steyer has the nerve to say he's not protecting American citizens. He doesn't care about their lives. This is a president who says we're going to ban Muslims from radical nations from coming into our country, and we're going to crack down on these crazy imams, etc. And this is a man that says he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care about American citizens. This is a president who, for the first time, has really looked at the opioid epidemic, an epidemic that is now, we're hearing, for people 50 and under, is the number one source of suicide, or, you know, whatever. I don't know all the details. We talked about it the other day on the show, but it's a big deal. And he's the first one who says, we're going to address this. And he says he doesn't care about the citizens. He's the first president in a long time who says we're going to put law and order back on the streets and give protection to citizens. But he doesn't care about that. I could go on. But this is Tom Steyer.
He doesn't care about the citizens. All he wants to do is score political points.
And I love this part. He goes on to tell us, what is the number one job of the president of the country? To protect its citizens, the lives and safety of Americans. Not foreigners, not illegals, but the lives and safety of Americans. And the minute an illegal shoots or kills or murders or rapes or whatever you want to call it, one of our citizens, the Democrats are silent. When one of these knuckleheads goes out, a leftist, it is almost always a leftist, and gets an illegal firearm and does something with it, they're the first thing to, it's the gun! They're not protecting against the idiots on the left, the people that they're fomenting all this stuff for. He doesn't care about protecting citizens against Antifa. He doesn't care about protecting police against Black Lives Matter, Tom Steyer I'm talking about. But he wants a president to protect against what? Climate change. Denying climate change would make us, and I love how he put this, healthier, richer, better employed, and better wages. Tell me. What president between Barack Obama and Donald Trump made us healthier, richer, better employed, with higher wages? Which one? I'll let you think about it. And then he goes on to talk about the ravages of climate change. Fires exploding, he said. He even used the term bursting. Fires are bursting. You want to know why these fires are bursting? Because of people like Tom Steyer, Jerry Brown, now Gavin Newsom. They don't care about pruning back the forest and making sure that they do controlled burns and things like this. They are the reason. And what do? As soon as something happens anywhere in the country, they trot these people out. They say it's Donald Trump's fault. You would think Donald Trump controls lightning, and he struck the lightning down that hit the forest that burned all these people's homes. Or he threw the match. It probably some lefty did to do this. It's ridiculous. Then he says at the end, he refuses to protect the safety of American people, as if he cares. Tom Steyer, the guy who spent $120 million to get rid of the best president in the history of this country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.